A report on a fatal avalanche near Cantwell last month says the victim and other snow machiners underestimated the snow slide potential. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Russell Miller of Anchorage triggered the March 14th slide that killed him while riding his snow machine across a cut bank in the Squaw Creek drainage off the park's highway. It's an area that Alaska avalanche expert Wendy Wagner says might not appear to be dangerous.
They were in meadows. They weren't in big mountains by any means.
Wagner directs the Chugach National Forest Avalanche Center, which prepared the report on the Cantwell area slide.
Avalanche terrain can be really small features. It doesn't have to be a big, wide open slope.
The victim, Miller, was buried but ultimately dug from the snow by other riders, only some of whom had rescue gear. Another takeaway from the accident Wagner points to.
Always have your avalanche rescue gear with you. This is a shovel, a beacon, and a probe. It's three essential items.
Miller was an experienced backcountry rider and was wearing an avalanche beacon plus an airbag designed to float the wearer to the top of a slide. But Wagner says the airbag was not armed.
So the pull cord was dashed inside the bag itself.
The report says it took between 20 and 30 minutes to find and dig Miller out of the avalanche debris, by which time he was not breathing. Fellow riders and later emergency responders administered CPR and got Miller breathing before he was transported by helicopter to an Anchorage hospital. He died of injuries suffered in the avalanche 4 days later. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.